Nedarim Paraches Mishnah Gimel Zecher Nishmas Lior Devar Bar Shlomo. We've been talking about Nedarim that have time deadlines on them, and the word ad until is used. And the question is, does it mean ad v'ad bichlal, until and including, or ad v'lo ad bichlal, until, before, and not including something? So if somebody says ad ha-katzir, it is usher to me until the harvest. Ad ha-batzir, whatever it is in the neder is usher to me until the vintage, till the grapes are harvested. Ad ha-masik, if things in the neder are usher to me until the olive picking. So he said until, eno usher elo ad shiagia, then the neder object is forbidden only until these times arrive. That is, at the beginning of the harvest season, at the beginning of the batzir, at the beginning of olive picking, not all the way until the end. So whenever he uses ad, according to this mishnah, in this situation, until, it lasts only until the designated time, and not until it ends, as we saw in the previous mishnah when we were dealing with Pesach. Zehaklal. Here is the klal. Here's the general rule, says this mishnah. Kol shezmano kavua, anything that has a set time, v'omer ad sheyagia, and he uses the language until that set time arrives, usur ad sheyagia, then it is forbidden until that set time arrives. On the other hand, omer ad sheyehei, until it is, usur ad sheyetze, then the neder is forbidden until it ends. V'chol she'ein zmano kavua, on the other hand, if you've got something that does not have a specific time, then bein amar ad sheyehei, bein amar ad sheyegia, whether you use the lashon of sheyehei until it is, or the lashon of ad sheyegia until it arrives, eino asur el ad sheyegia, then the isser only goes until it begins, till it arrives. So the mishnah the previous mishnah that talked about, for example, Pesach, where there was a set time, then ad sheyegia, ad sheyehei makes a difference. Our mishnah, where harvesting is not a very specific date on the calendar, then ad sheyegia, ad sheyehei both means until it arrives, until it's yagia. Mishnah Dalet, ad hakayetz, somebody says, something should be ushered to me until, and this doesn't mean the summer, it means until the picking of the figs, till the fig picking, ad sheyehei hakayetz, until it is the fig picking, then what does this mean? This means it is usher until the people begin to bring the figs in, bekalkolos, in baskets. Since it's unknown exactly how long it's going to take to pick all the figs, we take it to mean till the beginning of fig picking season, which means till people bring figs in baskets. But he says until the fig picking passes. Then, when does that go until? The end of fig picking season. Ad sheyekaplu hamaktsuos. Until the mats are folded up. The way it works is that they would pick the figs, lay them out on mats to dry. They do this down in Latin America with chili peppers as well. They lay them out on these mats. And when they finish the drying and most of the mats are folded up and they put them away till next year, like after Sukkot, when we fold up the Sukkot and put it away till next year, that's considered the end of fig picking season. That's safely assumed that everything is over. Some Rishonim actually say maktsuos means knives that were used to kind of cut the figs into blocks that look like cylinders. But most say it's the mats. Somebody makes a neder and says, ad ha-katzir, until the harvest. This is a place, says Tosfos, where they harvest wheat and they harvest barley, with the wheat harvest starting later than the barley harvest. The barley harvest comes first, then the wheat harvest. Asha yaskil amlik tzar katzir chitin. Then, when he said, ad ha-katzir, till the harvest, then the neder continues in force to forbid the item until the people begin to gather in the wheat harvest. Ksir chitin, avalo ksir sa'orim, but not the barley harvest. Because barley is animal food, and not generally speaking human food, then when they say the harvest, they mean the real harvest, the big harvest, the wheat harvest. And that is when the neder goes until, which is the later zman. It's not, however, set in stone. In some places, the major crop is barley. Then when he says the harvest, it means the harvest that's the major crop in his neighborhood. Hakol ufi makam nidro. Everything goes according to the place of his neder. However, people usually use the word the harvest. That's what it means. Imhoya bahar. If he was in a mountain, then bahar. then the netter refers to the harvest in the mountain. The mountains, the harvest is later than the other areas. But if he's in a valley in the lowlands, then it's when the valley harvest starts, which is sooner than the mountain one. So wherever he made the netter, we go according to the language of that neighborhood. When he said the word the harvest, we go according to how they go in the place where he made the netter.